Once again, as things have returned to normal, we have a pretty big weekend coming up in Salisbury with, of course, the Fall Festival, which takes place this weekend. And on the final day of the Fall Festival, on Sunday, October 9th, the lucky 13th annual Brewski Fest returns to benefit, of course, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Willie, great to be talking about this again.
Yes, Marshall. Good to hear you again, too. I can't believe it's 13 years. It just seems like three or four ago that we initiated this. But, 13 it is. And thanks to our organizer, State Line Wine and Spirits. I think a lot of people think it's our event, and it really isn't. We're the beneficiary, of course, and we host it over at the ski jump site. But State Line Wine and Spirits, they're the folks that actually put it together, do all the work. Wherever there's a beer tasting, you know it's got to be a package store that organizes it, because they're in the industry. They can twist the arms of the brewers to show up and all that. And they do a great job. They put a lot of effort in. And actually, quite literally, there would be no event without someone like them doing it. So we're very grateful to Chris Batista and the State Line people for that.
And they're really successful, because you have a ton of these breweries that show up.
Yeah, we do always. At the moment we're holding around 30, but in the waning days before the event, typically there are a few more that sign on. So we'll end up with between 30 and 40, and that's huge. I mean, we put up tents. It's a rain or shine event. We have put three of those big tents that the Jane Lloyd Fund has, that we borrow and put them end to end, and it's just chock full of breweries and other entities. And it's a big deal. One of the nice things about it is I feature this every year, is that it's not a we don't get thousands of people coming like they would at, say, a Foxwood tasting. We'll get hundreds, which is still good. But what that means is you don't have to stand in line at every brewery to get a taste. You just walk right up, sample something, talk to the people from the breweries and find out about the drinks. And it's much more intimate than some of the bigger ones. I think that's one of the things people like about it.
Along with that, Sunday in the Country raises money, because they're there selling brats, hamburgers, and hot dogs to benefit their program.
Yeah, that's right. We have a close and ongoing relationship with them. You know, they provide food for a lot of our events. They'll be there at the ski jumps during Jump Fest, and they cooked the pig for us at our golf tournament a few weeks ago. And it works well. It's a win-win situation. They're great folks, and God knows their cause is great, and we're happy to be partners with them. I'm not going to go through all the names of all the breweries that are showing up, but there's some different ones that people might not know of. Along with the Samuel Adams, there are places like Fat Orange Cat Brewery and Abomination Brewing and Black Hog and Skygazer, and some of these different ones that make beer tasting special, because you go into a local bar and you might not see these places, but they're showing up. And also, I'd like to add that even if you're not a beer drinker, there's something here for you. I would say there's at least a half a dozen companies that are showing up that don't do beer at all. They're either cider companies or Spike Seltzer. There are three or four that are actually distilleries that make and package cocktails. Litchfield Distillery is one, and Jack Daniel's Cocktails and Miami Cocktails. There's one called Two Chicks Cocktails. They're two women who started this company, and they formulate these cocktails like you get at a fine restaurant, with fresh fruits and everything, but they're canned, and they'll be there showing their stuff. There's one called Full Moonshine that makes moonshine in different flavors. They've got an apple pie flavor that's to die for. But anyway, there are enough companies showing up that do non-beer beverages that even the non-beer drinker will have plenty of ones to taste. And each of these companies, none of them just bring one beverage. They all bring four or five or six, their full line of offerings. So of the 30 to 40 companies that show up, there are going to be over 250 different types of beverages to try. So there's plenty for everybody. And not only that, we have, again, the Athletic Brewing Company coming. That's a microbrew from Southern Connecticut, and all of their beers are non-alcoholic. So if someone likes tasting beer but they don't want the alcohol, then Athletic Brewing Company is the place for you to go. I mean, it's exploded in popularity across the country because the industry was just aching for someone like that who made good tasting beer that had no alcohol in it. So literally we have something for everybody. We go to great lengths to decorate the place in fall fashion. You know, we buy over 40 bundles of corn stalks and two pallets of pumpkins, and we decorate the place. It really looks like Halloween-y out there. And then at the end of the day, we just tell everybody to take a pumpkin home with them. Everybody loves that.
That's pretty good. Now, if you've got brats and burgers and hot dogs and beer, you got to have music.
Yes, we do. Thank you for bringing that up. We have Steve Dunn showing and his band coming. They've been doing providing music for several years, and they're great. I mean, they're off to the side, set up. They're not right in the middle of the tasting, so they're off to the side. So you can hear them very well, but they're not deafening. They're not under the tent. It's a perfect setup, and they're great. The music's great, and we love them, and we're grateful that they can come back again. Price of the details of this event is that it's, as you said, it's this coming Sunday. It's the last day of the Fall Festival over at the ski jumps. I forget, Marshall, that sometimes I lose track of your radio reach, and we're being heard by people at the outer limits of our tri-state area who might not even know that the ski jumps exist. Yeah. So I feel like I should take the time once in a while to say where we are. It's the Salisbury Winter Sports Ski Facility in downtown Salisbury, Connecticut. It's like a couple blocks off of the main drag. We have a 70-meter hill, which is one step below the Olympic-sized hills of Lake Placid. It's an incredible venue, breathtaking in my estimation, even in the non-winter time when there's ski jumping going on. In the autumn, anywhere in Salisbury, it's going to be beautiful in October, but I think especially so over there.
So people could actually come spend a weekend in Salisbury with the Fall Festival, the whole weekend, and wrap it up at the Brewski Fest. And it's easy to find when you come into Salisbury. There's just one road that goes through the center of Salisbury. And when you get into Salisbury, you'll see a sign with a big arrow that shows you the way to go to Brewski Fest.
Yeah, absolutely. Even in these inflationary times, we haven't changed the price. It's still $35 a person at the door, or $30 in advance, and you can get advance tickets by going online. You go to brewskifest.com, and you can get your tickets online there. In a more analog fashion, I guess, you could go to State Line Wine and Spirits over in Canaan. They're in the Stop and Shop Center there in Canaan, and get your tickets there. And right up until game time, you can get your tickets in advance. You could stop at the State Line on your way to the Brewski, get your $30 ticket, and just show up. So there's no time cutoff for that, and you save $5 by getting them early and have a great time.
What's the whole thing? If you don't get the tickets early, don't worry about it. You can just show up at the door, and it's $35.
That's right. Yeah. And near the end of one of the quirky things we do, near the end of the event, we have the golf ball roll, and you can buy a golf ball with a number on it for $5, and we accumulate all of them. We take them up to the top of the landing hill and dump them all out, and the golf ball that rolls the furthest gets the prize, and everybody gets into that, and it's a lot of fun. It's just a great time. It's a great time of year. It's a great venue. Great people. It's a party atmosphere here. People are having a great time. You get to taste all of these beverages that you might not be able to otherwise or find easily. And it's just a wonderful time. And SWASA benefits. We use the proceeds to enhance our junior jumping program.
And you're going to get to see fall color because the trees are starting to change now. So the fall color will be a good week and a half, 2 weeks into it. And you're helping out SWASA, which is a 501c3. And you get to experience Salisbury and see what brings people into Salisbury for the fall festival from all the things that they have to do. And once again, this is a big wrap-up to it, which is on Sunday from 1 to 4 at Satry Hill.
Yep.
Well, Willie, are you in the trailer again, or are you out and about in the?
No, I'll be selling tickets, and maybe near the very end, I'll get in to sample a brew or two.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend and have a great time.
Okay, Marshall. Thank you so much for having me on. Appreciate it.